time for high school basketball right here on PortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage on Port Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Port Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Port Recovery Internet Radio.
We're here at Raymond High School, getting set for the varsity girls competition, Wing Street Market pregame show, and Steve's down there doing some, I don't know, in their roster, or their...
Just going through the record, I like to have information, you know, about who we're talking about, unlike you guys that just kind of fly by the seat of your pants all the time. So, the Bremen is 10-1 on the season, and their only loss came to Versailles, and that was back on 12-14, and they lost, oh my goodness, they lost to Versailles 58-29. In the MAC, they've beaten St. Henry 48-16, and they beat Marion Local. And they beat Marion Local 47-38. So in the MAC, obviously they're 2-1 with a scathing defeat there by the Versailles Lady Tigers. You know, again, you can just about tell from their volleyball team that, you know, they've got a lot of great athletes over here. And I think it made a huge difference. I know Paige is only, I think she's averaging about 11 points a game, which isn't huge numbers, but I think, you know, with her on the team, confidence, leadership, her leadership, and then, like I said, confidence having her there. I mean, obviously, she's not hugely tall. I think she's about 6 foot, but she can jump out of the gym. So,
yeah,
she's going to be a factor. Obviously, I think she's been a factor already. So, it's going to be a tough game. The Indians are 9-1 and just had a 2-point loss. Lost to Wapakoneta this year. They could easily be 10-0. I think, what were they talking about last night on Sports Talk? These guys are ranked fourth, and we're ranked 10th.
Yeah, probably.
So great, obviously great MAC matchup. Minster's ranked number one, right?
Yep. And they're at St. Henry tonight.
So
at St. Henry.
So I'm guessing they're just going to roll through them. So but get on your phone and get us a score for that.
The game probably hasn't started yet, but I'll look at it during half or for end of the first. So
we're going to take one quick break and be back to say the starters and the start of the game. We're right after this
from the Port Recovery Internet Radio.
Wayne Street Market. Start your new year out with our salad selections and our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 24th to January 27th. All parts are discounted from 10 to 20% off. It's our busiest week of the year, so please pre-order and avoid the lines. Also, right now, Hall Brothers has plenty of forced air heaters, or more commonly known as space heaters, in stock. We also sell and service space heaters and snow blowers to get you through the winter freeze. Open house is coming up January 24th through the 27th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2017 Chevy Cruze LT. It's dark gray with heated seats, remote starter, and backup camera. It only has 13,000 miles, and it's only $14,900. Check out this and all their other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
Boys, welcome Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Vores, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Vores Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Vores Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
And we're back here, New Bremen High School, and starting for the Lady Cardinals. Number 5, Macy Putoff. Number 10, Paige Jones. Number 20, Molly Smith. Number 32, Kelly Naylor. And number 50, Jan Homan. And for the Indians, we got number 3, Kyle Wendell. Number 10, Grace Tin. Number 12, Carly Stone. Number 21, Olivia Patch. And number 22, Val Mollenkamp. So same starting at 5 for the Lady Indians. Steve's down there circling.
Getting my starting lineup. In case you had it wrong.
I had it wrong?
No.
Chase.
What?
They're calling Paige Jones 6'1". Is she actually 6'1"?
I don't know. With shoes on, maybe.
She kind of looks like the tallest one they have, so maybe they're not overly tall.
Well, she's the tallest they got, so.
I don't know if she plays that much inside, so maybe her bigs will score inside and take advantage of that size.
So we got a lot going on this weekend. What do the boys have Friday night?
Maybe at home. And it depends on if Jay County wins their game tonight, if WPGW will be there, or me, Jeff Vaughn, and Chase Bruns will broadcast the game for you.
So we'll have to see what this weather does. It depends on who you're calling, who you listen to. I've heard anywhere between 0 and 100 inches of snow for the next 2 days. So somewhere, it's going to be somewhere in between there. Somewhere in between there. Possibly with some ice. Maybe some lightning and thunder. I'm not sure. But you stay tuned to Fort Recovery Radio. They'll have all the announcements if the weather comes in early tomorrow and there's any issues with the game. You'll certainly be the first one to hear it here on Fort Recovery Radio. And then on Saturday, what time does that game start, or supposed to start? The Kilbourne... Worthington-Kilbourne. Come on, buddy.
Probably 6, I'd have to guess.
Yeah, 6.
That's going to be a real neat real neat deal. All you, I don't know if I'm allowed saying older people out there, certainly should know Al Souder, and Al was a fantastic basketball coach for Fort Recovery, and then he went up to Paulding, and he coached in Paulding for years and years and years. And not only is he just an absolutely fantastic basketball coach, he's an even better person. And Al's been struggling with Alzheimer's disease, which really hits home with me because my dad passed away, Larry Stone, of early onset Alzheimer's. So they're having a game, which his boy, Tom, coaches basketball at Worthington-Kilbourne. And he has quite a career. He was an assistant coach at Ohio State for a number of years. He was an assistant coach under Randy Ayers when the Buckeyes, with Jim Jackson, made it to the Final Four and got beat by the Fab Five, who went on to play for the championship. And then that dipstick Chris Webber called a timeout when they didn't have any timeouts left, and they got a technical, so they ended up losing, which didn't break my heart at all. But Tom was on that team. He was an assistant coach on that team. And then he went on to coach a couple of different college level teams out on the East Coast. And now he's back in Columbus. So he's bringing his team to Fort Recovery, and they're going to have a basketball game. There is no admittance fee for the game. It's all donations. So all the money that's brought in at the door is going to be donated to the Alzheimer's research. So get out there and support our Indians, support a great cause, which is the Alzheimer's Association, trying to find a cure to that horrible, horrible neurological disease, and support Tom Souder as he comes, brings his team into town, and to support Fort Recovery, support the Alzheimer's Association, and most importantly, support his dad.
Yeah. Well, if things going on for the students, too. There's pizza given away at halftime of between the JV and varsity. Then the most students, depending on the grade, gets a double lunch on Tuesday. And then also they're going to be pulling out four students from each grade and have a chance at a half-court shot for $50. So,
wow.
So
yeah, I hope the weather cooperates. I hope the storm or whatever they're predicting, Snowmageddon. I hope Snowmageddon's come and gone by then so we can have fun supporting the Alzheimer's Association on Saturday.
So we're going to take one more timeout, and we'll be back right after this.
Start your new year out with our salad selections and our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
I remember a time when we did have to wear sweaters in the house to keep warm.
That was just a few months ago. It's called summer.
But now, why do we have to wear sweaters indoors?
Because we have a horrible heating system. And why are you talking like an old man? You're only 37.
Oh, I forgot. I'll call Reasoner Energy. They'll uncover any problems and give us solutions. I hear Reasoner Energy had been the go-to heating expert for years and years.
Stop it!
Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
This Saturday, January 13th, Fort Recovery High School will host Worthington Kilbourne High School in boys basketball. Worthington Kilbourne is coached by Tom Souter. Tom is a graduate of Fort Recovery High School and son of former Fort Recovery Indians basketball coach Al Souter, who coached the Indians to the school's first state championship in 1971. Coach Souter has been battling Alzheimer's disease, and both schools will be playing for more than just a victory on Saturday night. The two schools and their communities will join together for an Alzheimer's benefit called the Longest Day. So this Saturday, January 13th, you're invited to team up with the Alzheimer's Association and Fort Recovery and Worthington Kilbourne Schools for a great cause and enjoy the sport that has meant so much to the Souter family while also helping to fight Alzheimer's. Together, the two communities will raise funds and awareness for care and support while advancing research to help find a cure for Alzheimer's disease. Admission to the game that night will be free of charge, but donations will be accepted at the door in honor of Al Souter and the Souter family's Longest Day benefit. In addition to the Alzheimer's benefit, we will be honoring Coach Souter between the JV and varsity basketball games. Be sure to get to Fortsight Fieldhouse for the game this Saturday night to help honor Coach Al Souter and help raise funds to find a cure for Alzheimer's disease.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Spider-Man there?
I don't know where you can find Spider-Man.
What about Superman?
I don't know where Superman, Spider-Man, or any other superhero friends are.
Don't you always have something for everyone?
We do, with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more. And we always offer super prices for your coverage.
Super prices? I never heard of that, superhero.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
And we're back here at New Britain High School. And going over the lineups quick again for the Indians: Carly Stone, Grace Tin, Taya Wendell, Olivia Patch, and Val Mollenkamp. And for the Cardinals, Steve.
Macy Putoff, number 5. Number 10, Paige Jones. Number 20, Molly Smith. 32, Kelly Naylor.
and 50, Jane Homan. Just like Steve was saying earlier, they talked a little bit about the game on Sports Talk last night. And Steve, like you said, everyone's almost about, the teams are about as even as it's going to get.
Yeah, if you go down and read the stats for both these teams, they're just about identical on paper. So let's see what happens. Let's see who gets the momentum and who gets going first.
Yeah, if you said New Bern come in ranked fourth and Fort Recovery ranked about 10th, so should be a good one.
About to start the first quarter. I don't know. First quarter sponsor is
first quarter sponsors Fort Recovery Insurance.
Yep, Val Mollenkamp versus Paige Jones on the jump, and Jones gets it
over to number five. Putoff will walk it up for New Bremen. Guarded by Val Mollenkamp. Putoff gives it over to Naylor. Naylor back over to Putoff. Putoff swings it to number 50, Homan. Homan back to Putoff. Putoff swings it over to Naylor. Naylor dribbles around, gets the ball screen. Now back to Putoff. Putoff gets it into Jones. Jones has it at the right elbow. Now she's isolated, gets it herself for an easy left-hand layup, but she missed it. Rebounded to New Bremen. Homan. Ball's on the ground, recovered by
Homan. Don't, Carly. Oh.
And knocked away by Kyle Wendell. Ball will stay with the Lady Cardinals. Homan inbound. She gets it into 32, Naylor. Naylor gives it to Putoff. She'll dribble around the top of the key. Now gets it to Homan. Homan lobs it in high low to Paige Jones. Knocked away. Great defense by the Indians.
By Kyle Wendell there. Good hands.
Grayston comes up with it. Over to Carly. Wasn't paying attention. Back over to Grace. Grayston gets to the right side. Stone gets screened by Patch. Gives over the corner. Kyle
would drive by Kyle. Get in there. 5 footer up. No good. Rebound by Paige Jones.
Jones gives it to Putoff. She'll take it up the middle of the court. Now pushes it ahead to Naylor. Naylor inside to Smith. Smith kicks it out to Putoff. Over to Jones. Jones gets the ball screen. Now gives it to Putoff. Putoff on the right wing. Drives right around the Indian
Everybody.
Defense. And up. No good. Rebounded Olivia Patch.
Patch hands off to Stone. 0-0 score here. 6:34 left in the first.
The Fort Recovery Insurance first quarter.
Yep. Stone has it. Gives it over to Kaya. Kaya will give it over to Val Mollenkamp. Top of the key. Val will fire up a long three.
Good. I'm saying, geez, they weren't going to guard her. Come out and guard her.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
After the last game,
they didn't come out and guard her, and she's not afraid to take that shot.
So Putoff has it for New Bremen. Now gives it over to Smith. Smith guarded by 10. Smith swings it to Homan at top.
Looks like Carly got the drew the short straw that she gets to guard Paige Jones tonight.
Wow. And 32, Naylor drives right around the 40 recovery defense in for a layup. So that'll be New Bremen's first points, 2-3 your score.
New Bremen gets into a press. Indians get past it. Grace Tim back over to Carly Stone. Carly, drive mill pull by good pull 12-footer up. No good. Rebounded by Val Mollenkamp. Gives up Grace Tim. Grace Tim up 4-3 up and no good. Rebound
gets
by Grace Tim.
Rebound.
Grace will be fouled by Paige Jones. We go to line shooting two. Good. So by
good hustle by the Indians all the way around there to keep the ball alive and get the Gracie gets a shot off, and Gracie's going to step to the line shooting two, and we get a foul on Paige.
Yes, 3-2 our score. Lady Indians on top, having a little trouble tying her shoe. Yep, there you
Fort
go.
Recovery Insurance first quarter.
Grayston gets their first up and no good. Scores a at 3-2. 5:35 left here in the Fort Recovery Insurance first quarter. Grayson will fire up her second. Up and good. Bounces out around. The run goes in, so makes her score 4-2.
Homan gets it in to Putoff. Putoff will dribble up the court. Hands off to Naylor. Naylor swings it to Homan on the right wing. Looking inside to Jones. Homan has it in the corner. Now finds Smith at the foul line. Kicks it out. Tries to get it to Putoff, but the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Fort Recovery ball.
Just like you were saying right before the game, Chase, you didn't know if Paige Jones would go into the paint. She does, especially if a little high advantage to her because Carly's guarding her, but she does go into the paint. So
yeah, I've seen her. They try to get her a ball screen. They try to get her high-low. So this offense is really run around her.
Yep. Carly will hand it off to Grace. Back out of Val. She shot it. Gives it to Carly. Carly will pop a 12-footer up and a good. So makes our score 6-2. Good. Hand off to Carly for an easy two. Put off the Yogs, ball up the court for New Bremen, guarded by Val Mullenkamp. Now over to Homan. Homan has it at the top, swings it to put off. Put off drives baseline. Now kicks it out to Naylor. Naylor shoots a long three off the back, no good. Rebounded. Out of bounds, should be before you cover the ball. It will.
Yeah, 50 was over Liv's back there, but knocked out by her anyhow, so it's her ball.
Cardinals will stay in their press. Zone press gets into Carly. Carly back to Val. Val up middle to Kagan.
Great passing to get out of that.
And Val gives over to Carly, back to Val. Good Val will swing. Fire up a long three up and
good.
On
second
fire.
One tonight.
Off to a quick start. Val Mullenkamp has six. Put off as it for the Lady Cardinals. Guarded by Val Mullenkamp. Hands off to Homan. Homan will dribble around. Think about a three. Now picks up her dribble. Hands off to Putoff. Putoff has it. Get the ball screen from Homan. Now drives back out, gives it to Homan. Homan shoots another long three off the front rim. No good. Rebounded by Kai Wendell, but the ball's we're gonna have a tie up. Jump ball, so ball will go to the Indians.
Good long rebound there by Kai, but number 20 jumped in there and tried to rip the ball out of her hands.
Yep, so Carly comes bring the ball up for the Indians. Gets a screen by Val. And Carly loses it, gets it back. Carly on drive. Dish over to Patch. Doesn't handle it. Gives it to Bremen. Fires it back in. Get to Grace 10. And Grace will fire all the way across court to Kai Wendell and will go out of bounds. Not just two not great passes for the Indians there. And I don't know. I'm not sure really what Grace was trying to do there. She checked away over Kaya's head. So Wendell will check in for Kaya. And the Cardinals are bringing it back on their side.
Put off to walk it up. Getting guarded by Val Mullenkamp. Now they give it over to 44 Bergman. Bergman gives it over to Homan at the top of the key. Homan over to Tankman. Over to Homan. Homan dribbles around the three-point line. Hands off to Bergman. Bergman has it on the right wing. Now over to Tankman. Tankman picks it up. They're going to get a weak foul called on Carly Stone. It's her first. 3-14.
That was a ridiculous foul.
Yeah.
Absolutely ridiculous foul.
Putoff has it for New Bremen. She's got the elbow. Kicks it out to Tankman. She's just falling. I mean, this Carly Stone gets a steal, now loses it. Bergman ends up with it for New Bremen. Out to Tankman, swings it to Putoff. Putoff dribbles around the arc, now hands off to Tankman. She stops and gives it back to Putoff. Putoff will swing it cross court to Thiemann. And she Thiemann.
Kai Wendell taking back in for the Indians for Olivia Patch. And a few Cardinal subs. 9 to our score here in the first quarter for Recovery Insurance.
2 minutes, 44 seconds left here in the first period.
Yep.
Put off to inbound it, and she finds an open Smith under the basket. No good. Gets her own rebound. Kicks out to Tankman. Up. No good.
Rebound Grace 10. Grace will bring across half court. Over to Carly Stone. Carly will... They're pushing Carly around, and finally a foul call.
Saying they're reaching like crazy. Yeah.
Jeez.
And a foul will be on... A foul on Naylor, her first, team second.
No, that's how New Bremen usually plays. Yeah. Whenever I used to play, and they were
always
really aggressive. They weren't scared to foul.
Nope. Kira gets into now. Val pulled by a 12-footer up. No good. Not a bad-looking shot there for Val. And they poke out balance. It will stay with Cardinals.
Good hustle here by the end of the first period.
Yep, great defense. Held them to 2 points so far.
Up 7.
Naylor will walk it up for the Lady Cardinals. She's guarded by Kyle Wendell. Cardinals taking their time. Naylor gives it over to Jones on the right wing. Over to Bergman. Now swings it to Smith. Over to Thiemann. Thiemann gets it top of the key. Naylor drives in. Puts up a layup. No good. Rebounded by Smith. She puts it up. And a foul is called on Kyle Wendell.
I'm not sure about that one, Steve.
Yeah.
I thought she had her hand straight up.
Yeah, I agree.
So, number 24.
Smith.
Smith will go line shooting two. 9-2 our score. Indians up 7.
Smith puts up the first one. Off the back, no good.
No good.
Paige Jones took a breather. She's back in now for New Bremen. Second one up. And no good off the back of the rim.
Rebounded by Val Mullenkamp. Gives it with a Carly Stone. 1-2 minutes left here in the first quarter. Carly Stone has ball. Carly's going to get a screen by Val Mullenkamp. Carly will drive middle. Dish out to left side. 10. Top of the key to Val. Over to right side. Kier Wendell drives middle. Dishes over to Carly. Carly will find Val. Back out to Kyle.
Fire up a 3 and good. 3-point
basket. Kyle Wendell.
Three-point goal from the right wing.
She wasn't very open either. I mean, it was contested, so great job by Kaya. Teeman has it. Now, almost comes away with a steal, but gets a piece of her arm. They'll call a foul on her. That's her second. All right, it's Kaya.
Olivia Patch about to check back in for Val.
He didn't have the call. He had his back to the...
Well, the ball will stay with the Cardinals, so Naylor has it at the top, guarded by Kai Wendell. Kai must only have, there's her second. So she has two fouls. She's got to be smart. Bergman skips it over to Jones. Jones drives middle, stops, gets double teamed. Now stolen away by Kai Wendell and Carly Stone.
Carly will come up with it.
Yep, good
defense there.
Yeah, good job, Carly and Kaya both.
Both, like you said, quick hands for the Indians. Carly Stone gives it over to Kira. Kira will drive middle, dish out to Kai. Kai will fire up
Good. Wow.
Indians are not doing too bad from the three-point line, Steve. Now you got them in the lead to 15-2.
Yeah, they shot 60% in the first half of the Jackson Center game.
Yeah, and like we were saying in that game, I mean, if this team is shooting threes well, I mean, we're going to be really dangerous.
Yeah.
Jones shoots a long three for New Bremen.
Not even close.
Long rebound goes to Kira Wendell.
Guessing Patch is going to win the last second.
27 seconds left with the Indians leading 15-2 in our first.
Over the Kai into Olivia Patch. Back out to Carly Stone. Kyle was really.
18 seconds.
Gives it back over to Kai. Kai thought about three. Doesn't shoot in and will be kicked. And Kai had two chances there for a three, and she.
I don't know. I guess maybe Patch will.
Last second.
Yep. Yeah, they're thinking they can get
a little better shot here in the first period. So just 12 seconds ago, she did. She passed up some nice looks.
Yeah, 12 seconds left. Kira Wendell inbounds it to Grace Tind. Grace, scoreless so far, gives it over to Carly Stone. Carly Stone back out. 5 seconds
five
left.
Seconds.
Four. Carly Stone will pull up about 18-footer up. No good.
Around on the back.
It's a kind roll.
Wow. You couldn't ask our team right there to play better first quarter.
No, for sure.
17-2. So. Got to be shooting 60 or 65% from the outside the three-point arc. Great first quarter.
Yep, so we're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Derek there?
Oh, there's no one here named Derek.
But my brother Derek said you always have something for everyone.
Oh, you're talking about that, Derek. Well, he's right. We do have something for everyone with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more.
Do you have someone there that can help Derek clean up his messy room?
Well, miss, that's one thing we really can't help him with.
Thank you.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The Turbo Max by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, Turbo Max levels your seed bed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. In the spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seed bed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today. See what the Great Plains Turbo Max can do for you.
And we're back here, New Bremen High School, 17-2 our score, and Cardinals are inbounding, starting the second quarter.
Put off has it, guarded by Brooke College. Over to Paige Jones. Jones gives it to Bergman at the top, over to Holman. Holman drills around the arc, looks back door, nothing there. Now over to Tankman. Tankman will
defense by
kick
the
it out to put off.
And steps on the line.
Uh-oh.
Glad she stepped on the line. They called a foul on that.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking it could have been offensive.
That would have been.
Keir Wendell has it. Gives over to Brooke Collard. Brooke will want to hand off to Stone. Stone backs it back. Up, gives over to Val. Val had a three-ball stroke in the first quarter. Had six so far. 2-3. Gives it back over to Val. Val thought about three. Gives over to Carly Stone. Carly right. will give it into Olivia Patch. Olivia Patch makes a move. Strong move up. No good. Rebound by the Cardinals.
Jones has it for the Lady Cardinals. Pushes up the middle of the floor. Now over to Homan. Homan will drive baseline. Put up a shot. A foul on Olivia Patch. Weak foul.
She was completely out of control on that, too.
Yeah, I agree. That's just there straight up.
Patch stood there straight up, but I think if she would have just taken the charge there, is out of control, they would have called that on her.
Yeah. So, Homan will go to the line for New Bremen. 17-2 your score. Homan puts up the first one in good. So that makes it 17-3.
K&L Tractor Sales, second quarter. Give Kenny Cano the call out at K&L. He'll take good care of you.
Homan gets one more. She puts it up and good.
Makes their score 17-4. Indians on top.
They doubled the amount of points they scored in the first quarter.
Yep. Carly hands over to Brooke Collick. Brooke has it. Gives it over to Val. And Val will hand it back off to... Nope, keeps it. And Val will give it to Brooke Collig. Brooke getting guarded by Paige Jones. Gives it over to Kira. Kira will then drive, dish over to Val. Left corner. Val, give it back to Carly. Carly will drive middle. Still has it. Dishes off to Brooke Collig. Brooke will give it back over to Val. Val, about a 17-footer up. No good. Rebounded by Paige Jones.
Paige Jones pushes up the middle of the court. Guarded by Carly. Jones gives it over to Homan in the corner. She spins, drives baseline. Now we'll back it out.
Great defense by the Indians this whole first period and into this second period.
Homan takes a 3-4 New Bremen off the back. No good. Rebounded by Stone.
Stone will slowly bring it up for the Lady Indians. 17-4. Our score. Indians on top. Carly will give it over to the corner. Kira Wendell. Kira will have a jump ball, and it will stay with the
Indians. Stay with the Indians, yep.
Grace Tin check in for Carly. And Kier 101 about it for the Lady Indians.
Indians gets something going here on this end of the floor. Kind of been stuck on 17 for a while.
And Kira will get into Grace. Grace will go back up top. Give it back to the left corner. Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp will make a move. Pull around.
Good move.
Up and good. Good looking move, Chase.
Great playing really well.
Wow. She is playing tremendous. That was a great move. Brunzy, you couldn't move that good.
No chance.
8 points so far for Mollenkamp.
Homan has it at the left elbow. She'll drive on Val and put it up and good.
So Val inbound it into Kira Wendell. 19-6 our score. Indians on top. Val will get double teamed. And there's throwing it away. Cardinals bring up quick and
tries to push it up to Techman.
They threw it out of bounds, thank goodness.
Yep.
Back over to the Indians.
Well, we were just bragging up bounds, and then she gives up a layup and throws it away. So, gangster.
And Carlo will check in for Wendell. Val had a quick start, Steve, and she's slowed it down, but she's not playing back him so far.
Nope, she's playing really well.
Carly Stone has the ball. Carly will give it over and bounce off leg. Yep, good call. It'll be knocked out by New Bremen. Grace Tim will inbound it to Carly Stone. Back to Grace. Grace will make drive left side back out to Val. Val will hit Brooke Collig over to Grace Tin. Grace Tin will give it back up top to Carly Stone. Back over to Grace Tin. Grace Tin will fire up a long three up. No good. Rebound by Olivia Patch. Olivia will pop a shot blocked and give it out back out to Val Mollenkamp. Over to Carly to Grace to left side. Collig back top to Grace. To the right side, Mollenkamp.
Indians working hard on this end, trying to get a good shot.
Yeah.
Rebound.
Over to Carly. Over to Val, back into Carly. Carly back over to Grace.
But a Val will give it to Carly. Carly will fire up a long three up. No good. Rebounded by the Cardinals.
Put off as it. She pushes it down the middle of the floor. Now she traveled, but gives it out to Jones. Jones will kick it to Homan. Homan drives right around Olivia Patch, up and good. So Homan of New Bremen getting back a little girl. Run by herself. We got to guard her.
Yep, so we're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this. And you're on a 4 Recovery Internet Radio.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2017 Chevy Cruze LT. It's dark gray with heated seats, remote starter, and backup camera. It only has 13,000 miles, and it's only $14,900. Check out this and all their other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
And we're back here in New Bremen High School. Lady Indians on top, 19-8. And we're about to...
Grayson's about to throw it in.
4:10 left here in the...
K&L Tractor, yep. Second period.
So Kira Wendell has it. We'll drive. Dish over to Carly Stone, about 10-footer up and good. Good looking stroke by Carly there, and good find Kira Wendell.
So Naylor will bring it up for New Bremen. Guarded by Brooke Collig. Naylor drives around the arc, gives it to Paige Jones in the left wing. Jones gives it up top to Smith, now over to Naylor. Naylor looks inside Homan. Homan's on 10. She turns over right shoulder, up, no good. Gets her own rebound, puts it back up, and will get fouled. Foul will go on Gray 10. So
no reason to give that girl a second chance.
Right when that shot gets up, you got to get a body on her.
You got to get that rebound. That was ridiculous.
Well, she's got 6 there, 8 points with a chance to get 2 more here at the line.
And she's only 5'10".
Yeah.
It's not like she's that tall.
We just got to back. She's no threat from outside, so we just got to give her a couple steps and play that drive. Do my score. So Homan makes the first, and she puts up her second, and it's
good. Indians leading 21-10 here in the K&L Tractor second period. 3 minutes, 30 seconds left in our second period.
Stone will hand off to Collig. And we're going to have a foul on Naylor of New Bremen.
It's the first time they called a foul on her, and she's fouled about 17 times so far tonight.
Yeah. Ball will stay with the Indians. 21-10, your score. Grace inbounds to Carly. Carly dribbles around the three-point line. Hit Grace on a backcourt cut. Grace loses it, gets it back, puts it up. No good. Rebounded Collig. Collig kicks it out to Kira. Over to Carly. Carly has it at the top of the key. Carly gets the ball screen, gives right around the defenders, gets it knocked away, and Smith comes
foul.
Up with it from New Bremen. Carly bring the... We have a foul on Carly Stone.
And I got a scoring update. At least the first quarter, Minster up 21-9 over St. Henry by WCSM. That was about 20 minutes ago, so I haven't found a second quarter scores yet.
3 minutes to go here in our second period, our K&L Tractor second period.
Put off, we'll get a ball screen at the top of the key. Guarded by Collig, now hands it off to Jones. Jones has it at the top. Over to Tiemann, over to Smith. She drives baseline, kicks it out to Putoff. Putoff drives in the lane, kicks it out to Smith. Smith swings it to Jones. Jones will get a ball, won't use it, drives right, kicks out to Smith for a long two, and that's good. 21-12, a long jumper by Smith.
Yep. And so far, the halftime score, just seen it, 39 for Minster and 17 for St. Henry. So Minster,
that game's over.
Yeah, that game's over. And Brooke Collig loses it, and we'll get back. But Coach Patch will call a timeout, so we'll take one with him here on a full recovery Internet Radio.
I remember a time when we didn't have...
have to wear sweaters in the house to keep warm.
That was just a few months ago. It's called summer.
But now, why do we have to wear sweaters indoors?
Because we have a horrible heating system. And why are you talking like an old man? You're only 37.
Oh, I forgot. I'll call Reasoner Energy. They'll uncover any problems and give us solutions. I hear Reasoner Energy has been the go-to heating expert for years and years.
Stop it!
Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
And we're back in at New Bremen High School girls varsity competition. See, the Indians are playing well, at least for this first half-ish, about to end. So,
you have 2 minutes, 8 seconds left here.
Grayson.
Indians played, cooled down a little bit from that first period. That first period was incredible.
Yep, Carly Stone with the Grayson to the left side. Cog will drive mill, give it over to Carly. Carly gives out the Val. Val back to Carly. Carly in drive. Dish over to Val.
Oh,
she's
nice
out
pass.
With the slant. Yep. The Brook to Carly. Over to the left side. Tint up top to the right side. Carly. Brook will give it over to Carly Stone. Carly at the top of key. We'll hand off to Brook Collig. Brook Collig will hand back off to lose it. And jump ball. It'll go to the Cardinals. So just, I don't know, too much passing there, Steve? Or?
Yeah, just, and give New Bremen credit.
Yeah.
I mean, they weren't giving us any looks, really. I mean, we didn't turn down any easy shots there. So give New Bremen credit on really hustling. They're playing a lot better than they played in the first half.
Yes, they are. And Putoff has it for New Bremen. Gives it over. That's a double dribble. Putoff has it over to number 20, Smith. Smith gives it to Putoff at the top of the key. Drives, kicks out to Smith. Wait. Okay, Putoff has it. Over to Smith. Smith has it at the top. Over to... Okay, there's two Smiths. I was so confused. Team has it in the corner.
I think they're twins.
Carly comes up with a steal. Carly slowed back down. 21-12 here in the second quarter. 1 minute left in the Cannell Tractor second quarter. Grayson has the ball, drives, dishes it out to
Val long
on a 8-footer, and Bremen comes up with it.
Putoff pushes it up the floor, guarded by Brooke Collig.
41 seconds left here in our first period.
Putoff drives right, up, and gets fouled. Foul will go on Brooke Collig. That is her first, I'm going to say.
She's going to put Macy Putoff on line, shooting two.
21-12, your score, 38 seconds left in the half. Putoff puts up her first one off the back, no good.
38 seconds left here, Indians leading. You're struggling with that sign, Reese.
Saw that a few times. I don't know if Chase's taping skills isn't there or what.
You're like one piece. You can get the job done.
Second one up, and that one's good. Makes our score 21-13.
Now Mullenkamp gives in to Kierwendel. 35
seconds
left.
Certainly aren't going to go away.
Nope. Kier will hand it off to Grayson.
30 seconds left.
And it looks like the Cardinals went into a zone. Nope, they went back to man. Brooke over to Val. Val back to Grayson. Great pass by Val.
Great move by Gracie 10. Under the basket. Easy 2 points. Good job, Indians. 14 seconds left.
Putoff has it on the left wing with 10 seconds. Now Homan has it. Homan will give it over to Tankman. Tankman has it top of the key. 3 seconds. Long three by Putoff, and that's
no good.
Rebound. No foul.
Time will expire.
That's our halftime score. Indians leading 23-13. We'll take a break.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here. Cooper Farms halftime show. Bill Holman and Trevor Vaughn passing us. They are two different people, I'd have to say, Chase. And Chase now just put on his headset like usual. A little late. Steve Stone hasn't even put on his headset yet. He's watching these.
It's all up to you, buddy.
He's watching these Cardinals student section fire up half-court shots. So, our score here, Cooper Farms halftime show, 23-13. And, Steve, we really haven't seen much from Paige Jones so far.
I mean, Carly was on her the first quarter and kept her pretty quiet. And then I saw Kaya Gardner a little bit, so... You know, I'm not trying to sound too braggadocious, but if you put both of those girls on anybody, they're not going to score a lot of points.
Yeah.
Because those girls are just really fast. It's going to make it really tough. The one that's impressive is 50. She's impressive. She's got some quick feet, moves well. I mean, she broke a few ankles out there the second period. She's got 8 of their 13 points. So I'd say we need to be worried about Jane Homan a little bit more than we need to be worried about Paige at this point.
Yep, and Chase, the Indians were off to a fast start. A few threes by Val Mullenkamp, and they cooled off here in a second. Chase got to get back the score, and they had a few of those possessions where they just turned it over a few times.
Yeah, they had a great first quarter, put up 15 points, only 8 in the second quarter. Just got to get her confidence back. I mean, we were hitting threes. Kai hit a couple, Val hit a couple, and it's nice when we get everybody making shots, and I think it'll come here in the second half.
Yeah, we got to get Grace going, too.
Yeah,
she hasn't has she taken a shot yet? One? She took a three.
I remember. One shot so far. So we're going to take a quick timeout. We'll be back right after this on the Cooper Farms Halftime Show here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
The committee for the pavilion at Fort Recovery Community Park is selling tickets for a beautiful street-legal Yamaha golf cart. You can get your tickets for only $20 from any committee member, and they'll be available at the boys' and girls' home basketball games where this beautiful golf cart will be on display. They're only selling 750 tickets, so be sure to get yours soon. They'll draw the winner at the Jubilee next summer, or before if they get all the tickets sold sooner. Construction on the new three-season pavilion will begin this summer, and it'll be ready for use in the spring of 2019. The pavilion will hold over 100 people with plenty of parking, and you can purchase a paver brick for the large outdoor patio with your name or your business name on it by contacting Aaron Miner at the Village Hall. Don't miss out. There will only be 750 tickets available for your chance to win this beautiful street-legal Yamaha golf cart at any of the boys' or girls' home basketball games or from committee members Jackie Leverett, Michelle Deuce, Randy Diller, Aaron Miner, Roger Borman, Tom Segrist, Don Lennertz, or Bill Bechtel.
This Saturday, January 13th, Fort Recovery High School will host Worthington-Kilbourne High School in boys' basketball. Worthington-Kilbourne is coached by Tom Souter. Tom is a graduate of Fort Recovery High School and is the son of former Fort Recovery Indians basketball coach Al Souter, who coached the Indians to the school's first state championship in 1971. Coach Souter has been battling Alzheimer's disease, and both schools will be playing for more than just a victory on Saturday night. The two schools and their communities will join together for an Alzheimer's benefit called the Longest Day. So this Saturday, January 13th, you're invited to team up with the Alzheimer's Association and Fort Recovery and Worthington-Kilbourne schools for a great cause and enjoy the sport that has meant so much to the Souter family while also helping to fight Alzheimer's. Together, the two communities will raise funds and awareness for care and support while advancing research to help find a cure for Alzheimer's disease. Admission to the game that night will be free of charge, but donations will be accepted at the door in honor of Al Souter and the Souter family's Longest Day benefit. In addition to the Alzheimer's benefit, we will be honoring Coach Souter between the JV and varsity basketball games. Be sure to get to Fortsite Fieldhouse for the game this Saturday night to help honor Coach Al Souter and help raise funds to find a cure for Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's disease.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
And we're back here at Cooper Farms halftime show. Indians up 23-13.
Make sure you get out for sure on Saturday. I mean, you got the boys game on the Bremen game on Friday. And make sure you get out on Saturday and get to that Fort Recovery Worthington-Kilbourne game and support Alzheimer's research. That's a really important thing. If that disease hasn't affected you at all, then you consider yourself really, really lucky, because it is a miserable disease to watch people that you love have no idea who you are, and it's just so important to donate money to that to try to come up with a cure.
Yeah. So free mission too.
Yep.
Always taking. They're going to be taking donations, and that's going to go straight towards the cause. So make sure you out and support the Indians, and also to find a cure for Alzheimer's. So
that supports the Souder family.
Yeah,
and so good to Fort Recovery. So many good memories of Al and Joyce and the kids growing up in Fort Recovery. Just a wonderful, fantastic family. We should be lucky to have them in town. So support Al and his struggle as he battles this horrible disease. And again, it's really neat that Tom's coming back home and bringing his basketball team to raise money for such a really neat cause. Getting ready to start the Fowler Mechanical third quarter here over in New Bremen. New Bremen High School, New Bremen, Ohio. Indians leading 23-13, and I'll tell you what, that first period was about as pretty as it could have possibly went.
Probably one of the better quarters Indians played so far this year.
They played so good.
And we can repeat that. And
If we could start the third quarter like that, then, you know, I think we could break their will. We could pretty much put them away. They're lucky only to be down by 10. So, the Indians have to keep playing well. They have to keep that same intensity they had in the first quarter.
And also hopefully getting Grayston going. And she has one three, so. So we're going to take one more quick timeout. And we'll be back to start the second half right after this here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here about to start the third quarter. Fall Mechanical, third quarter sponsor.
Stay tuned to Fort Recovery Radio. There's quite a mixed bag of weather heading our way. It's supposed to start tomorrow sometimes. Stay tuned in to Fort Recovery Radio this weekend for all your updates on school and sports, delays and cancellations. We'll let you know what's going on. Yep. And hope it misses us.
Foul on Campbell inbounded to Carly Stone. Starting the third, Carly Stone, Kaya Wendell, Graystown, Olivia Patch, and Val Mullenkamp. So the starters, 23-13. Over the Kaya to the corner, Val Mullenkamp. Val will give it back out to Kaya, top of the key. We'll dribble all the way around on the right side to the corner. Over to Val, top of the key, Carly Stone. Carly has it, backs back out, calling out play. Will drive, dish out to Grayston. Grace will drive middle, dish out to Kaya for a wide open three up and good. Wow.
Kaya Wendell. Wow.
She's really turned into a good shooter.
She is something else, man. Nice job, Kaya.
Gives it over to Jones. She gets a ball screen. Now throws it to Smith.
Nice
long
job.
Long arms, Olivia Patch.
Nice job, Olivia Patch, to take that away.
26-13, your score. Carlstone has the ball. Okay. We'll drive. Find Kyle on a back door cut. And then bring it back out to Valmore and came out back. Cut there by Kyle. Good decision. Back and back out. Gives over to Kyle Wendell. Kyle on the corner. And stolen by Putoff. She dribbles up the middle of the court. Now throw it ahead to Naylor. Naylor has it at 15. She'll shoot it. And in and out. Rebounded by Stone. Stone will slowly bring it up.
26-13 here in the Fowler Mechanical third quarter.
Yep. And Carly Grayston's
Carly down. Carly expected Grace to cut to the basket. Grayston cut to the basket and turnover Indians.
So Putoff will bring it up for the Lady Cardinals. Guarded by Val Molenkamp. Putoff will now throw to Smith. Smith has it at the top. High-low to Jones. But, again, good job by the Indians.
Great
rotating
job.
Over.
Yep.
Carlstone has it.
Liv got her hand on it, knocked it over to Carly. Nice job, Indians.
It's a spin by Grace. And Carly out to Val. Val will fire up a long three up. And good.
Wow. Baby.
And missing a lot like that first quarter we talked about.
New Bremen's going to take a timeout with the Indians jumping out here to a 29-13 lead here in the third period. 6 minutes to go. We're going to take a break.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2014 GMC Terrain with the SLT1 package. It's pearl white with a leather interior, remote starter, and much more. It has 28,000 miles, and it's priced at only $19,400. Check out this and all our other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
You're tough. You've endured some of the most brutal weather imaginable. When others complain, you carry on. You're Ohio tough. But once you close your front door, there's no reason to put up with it anymore. Not if you've got the right heating solution from Reasoner Energy. Dual fuel heat pumps and furnaces and geothermal heat pumps. The best, the warmest, the most dependable heating solutions. Reasoner Energy. Ohio tough. Like you. Call 419-678-4850.
And we're back here at New Bremen High School in New Bremen, Ohio. And Cardinals inbounding it. 29-13 our score here in the third. Fowler Mechanical third quarter.
Put off a drive middle. Pull up from 10 feet.
Blocked.
No good.
Oh, man. And the Indians were fighting over it and knocked it out of bounds. Val and Carly both were fighting over the ball and knocked it out of bounds. So it's going to give New Bremen another chance.
Put off full inbounded under her own basket. Gets it into Smith in the corner. She's guarded by Olivia Patch. Looking in, trying to get it to home and nothing there. Over to Putoff on the top. Now gives it to Paige Jones. She'll drive in, shoot it from 15. No good.
Rebound, Carly Stone. Carly will walk it up for the Indians. 5:40 left here in the third. As it gives out to Val Molenkamp to the top of the key. Carly and...
Oh, wow.
Also played by Naylor trying to save it. And
if you heard that loud thump,
that was her.
Over the microphone, that was her head hitting the table.
Wow. But she's all right.
Carly still has it. Carly will give it to the top of Key Val. Back. And we'll drive.
Good move by Val.
Val Molenkamp's having one heck of a game so far.
Wow, Val Molenkamp is just on fire.
Putoff has it at the top, guarded by Val Molenkamp. Putoff kicks it out to Naylor. Naylor drives middle.
Yep.
And we're going to have a
offensive foul on Naylor.
That'll be here.
Cardinals going to clear the bench.
Third.
Some beats.
Coach ain't happy.
He's not happy.
31-13 our score here in the third quarter. Fowler Mechanical, our sponsor. Val Molenkamp.
If you guys listening out there haven't been to watch these girls live, I know we call it just like you're here because we're so good, but you really need to come watch these girls play.
Grace 10, wide open three.
Ooh, wouldn't go.
Rebound by the Cardinals.
This is an exciting team to watch.
Yes, it is.
Stolen by Kyle Wendell. By Kyle Wendell.
Her foot was on the line.
I didn't see that. Be quiet, Bridgie.
Oh, God.
Carly Stone has it. Off of a steal from
Kiowan.
Currently has it. 31-13 or so. Indians on top. Gives over to Kiowan on the right corner. Kyle will drive. Spin it out. Get it up to Val. Val will fire up.
Eight check.
Wow.
Give this girl a ball.
Val Mullenkamp is on fire.
15 points so far.
Put all back it out for New Bremen. She gets a ball screen.
Wow. Little screen?
No.
Her teammates could have called screen for her.
Jump ball, yeah. Good action arrow goes.
Kai Wendell hustling her rear end off, ties New Bremen up, jump ball, going to stay with New Bremen, but give Kai credit, man. She is all over the place on the defensive end.
Carly, Kai, and Brooke out here, I would not want to be handling the ball right now.
I would not want to be handling the ball, that is for sure.
Put off as it, dribbles around, gives it to Teeman. Team will get a ball screen. And now picks up a dribble, gives it over to Putoff. She gets it inside to Bergman.
Oh, what a cheap foul. Wow. That
scoring up.
Call that, Brinsy. Call that ticky-tack. That was
ticky-tack.
That was cheap.
Minster 55, St. Henry 19. So I think that one's probably over.
You think that one's over?
Yeah, then.
How much time's left?
I think that was the third quarter. Then apparently the boys Parkway at Colwire.
Another steal down by Kai Wendell.
Parkway's down 6 to Colwire. And Val has it back over to Kaya. Kaya will bring it back out, top of key, give it over to Grace. And Grace saw about 3 of them, pull the trigger to Kira. Kira back to Grace.
Normally, Grace would shoot that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sure.
She's got a little apprehensive, I think.
Yeah. Taiwan will fire up there.
Oh. Rebound, Taiwan.
Okay, right there was perfect. Colleague was in the middle of 2 really tall girls, jumped up, poked the ball out of the girl's hands. Full recovery, gets the rebound.
Yep.
Tremendous hustle.
Grayson has the ball. She shot it, but
shooter's got to shoot.
Yep. Chase would be the first one to tell you that.
Great ball movement by the Indians.
Yep, Breck will drive, dish out to Kaya. Kaya to the top of key, Kira to Grace 10. Oh, Grace loses it. Thought about 3. I think she wanted to shoot it.
Bounces off her forehead.
Yep, finds Kira on a cut.
Get
up. And good. Yeah. Nope, no good. Rebounded by Kira. Back out to Kaya. Kaya gets blocked and fouled. So
she's
3.
Gonna go to the line shooting 3.
I love it. She's not scared to shoot right now. She's
that's
shooting
right.
With
she's
confidence.
Not. She is confident.
Carly,
this is about the time when you were playing, Brins. You get across half court and you start. You think about pulling the trigger. That cold water game, remember?
Oh, my
cold
God. Game. Yeah, that was something.
Carly and Ali Vaughn check in after Brinsy, this first
Brinsy result. Ends with 40 points and 0 assists. Because he was not passing the ball.
Guys, first one up, no good. And we hope it's 3 shots, so subs will come in after this one. Kaya's second one up.
Come on, Kaya.
No good.
Wow. She can make the one.
Yeah, she needs to step back a little bit.
Ali Vaughn.
Yeah, she needs to step back to make
the Ali Vaughn checking in for Grace Den. Carly's going to come in for Kaya. Eventually. Hopefully after this one, she makes it. The
there,
third one up.
There it is.
No.
Oh, my goodness. She misses all 3.
Bergman with the rebound from the Bremen. She gives it to Paige Jones.
Keeps our score 33-13.
Wow. Paige.
That's just not a good pass by Jones.
Yeah, errant pass, throws it out of bounds. So turnover, New Bremen. Carly's going to check back in.
Carly again to Kira.
Nobody on
the
floor.
2 minutes, 30 seconds left.
Nobody on the floor for New Bremen scored yet.
They're in there. I don't know what. 1-3-1.
1-3-1.
Carly has it. Top of the key. Gives it to Al. Or Ali Vaughn into Val.
Great
back to Ali.
Moment.
Back to Carly.
Good
swing.
Good ball movement.
Back
by
to Ali. Back to Carly. Carly and drive back to Ali Vaughn. Ali will get. It has to be some. And Allie will dish out to Kira, over to Carly. Carly thought about 3, drives. This is a
great pass. Got a pass up and good.
What
great
a pass.
Assist.
Great
Carly Stone.
Pass.
Carly Stone. Nice job, Indians, to finish that long possession. 35-13.
Paige
Indians leading.
Jones has it. Goes across the 3-point line. Now gives it over to team, and she gives it over to wow.
Throws an air ball.
12 tank. Good night.
Go, Carly.
Close. Rebounded eventually by Val Mullenkamp.
Ali Vaughn has it. Ali bring it to the middle, and we'll give it over to Kira back to Carlin.
1 minute, 23 seconds left here in the Fond Arm Mechanical third period. Yep. Indians.
Over to Kira. Kira shooting.
Putting on a clinic right now.
Kira back to Carly.
Kira seems to be apprehensive to shoot as a varsity player. I don't know.
A little scared. Carly will fire up a 15-footer up. No good. Rebounded by Valmont. Came off top of her head. And ball on the ground. And Allie Vaughn comes up with it, and she will travel. She was rolling around on the ground, and we'll turn it over to the Cardinals.
Good effort by Allie. For sure. Great effort by everybody.
Yeah. Grayston check in for Valmont.
We had a scrum going on there.
35-13 our score here in the Fond Arm Mechanical third quarter. 1 minute left.
Indians leading 35-13.
Wouldn't New Bremen have a halftime? Might have been 13.
I didn't write it down.
Have they scored? Paige Jones has it. Dribbles middle.
Walked.
And she'll travel with it.
I don't think they've scored.
I don't remember a basket.
Because
they started. We had that board.
Yeah, it was 23-13. We were up 10.
Yep.
So they have not scored in third period.
Carly, Grace to Brooke. Back to Grace. Grace cross court to Carly. It's kind of a small group for the Indians. So Allie Bond's in the paint, so that's telling you something.
Indians, you know, I guess, are going to go for the last shot here.
Yeah, might as well.
25 seconds left.
Cardinals are still in that 1-3-1 zone. Carly will dish off to Allie Bond to Grace Tin over to Kira. Kira to the
corner,
Carly.
Nobody wants to shoot, I guess.
Carly will drive, dish off to Grace. 10 seconds.
10 seconds. Time to do something.
Carly will fire up a 19-footer up. No good. Rebound by Brooke Golling. Nope.
Was it?
Carlson off with it. Jones will cross out.
Hey, this one.
She hasn't been doing anything.
Grayson, 5-3 up.
No good.
Indians finished the third period, the Fond Arm Mechanical third period, and holds the New Bremen Cardinals to, wait for it, 0 points in the
12
third,
nothing that quarter.
In the third period, and the Indians got 35-13. We'll take a break.
Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
And we're back here. Steve? Keep it up, Kaya. Come on, Kaya. Give me a smile, Kaya.
Steve, Indians held New Bremen to 0 points that third quarter.
That's defensively pretty good.
Carl just broke some girl's ankles and fires up shot, no good. Rebound by the Cardinals.
Put off, pushes it up to Jones. Jones has it on the left wing. She drives in, up, no good. Rebounded by Grace Tin.
It's going to get a little chippy out there, I'm afraid.
Yeah, Carly Stone has it. 35-13, our score. Oh my. Cardinals are stuck on 13 for a while now. And Grayson has it.
Foul.
Yeah, it'd have been over to Carly. Carly in. Out, great pass,
inlet too, pass, and
just too far.
Yep.
Cardinals has it.
Split off has it, guarded by Val Mullenkamp. She splits the defense, now kicks it out to Jones at the top, swings it over to Holman. Holman drives right, puts it up, no good. Rebounded by Smith.
Four girls in the lane and couldn't come up with a rebound.
Jones has it on the top, gets a ball screen, now dishes it to Naylor. Naylor drives middle around the defense up and will get a foul called, so that foul will go on Grace, I believe.
Yeah, and like you said, Steve, we had four girls there, and they all kind of just looked at each other like, who's going to grab it?
And nobody grabbed it. New Bremen grabs it. Now they have an opportunity to get a couple of points here with Naylor on the line. First one up, good. Hey, they got off the 13. Woo-hoo.
I really don't know how this team's 10-1, to be honest.
Well, everybody has an off night.
And when you play defense like for ours, I guess, I mean.
Yep, absolutely.
So
Val, don't take it out under the mask.
That's one thing that's been driving Chase Burns insane is Jackson Center did it all game long under the basket, and Chase is just like bashing him the whole time. Paige Young has it.
Kicks it out to Smith over to put off. She drives baseline, and she's on the line.
Yep.
The Brandon fan's not happy, but
step on line. You can't.
Ball go to the Indians.
And Cardinals are in their zone press.
1-2.
Grayston up 2. Val Mollenkamp. Kaya Cutten. Too late, Val. And they give it out to Carly Stone. To Val Mollenkamp. Val will pick Kira. Kira with Kaya. Kaya will drive middle. To Grace 10. Grace will drive middle. Dish out to Kira. Kira bring it back up top. Kira will drive. Pull about 13 footer.
Up and no good.
Rebounded by Stay Here.
Out.
And he'll stay here, yep.
That was poked out by Paige. That's going to be our ball. I was just going to say, Kiki needs to shoot more.
Yeah,
I
mean, she's passed up a lot of shots so far.
She's got a good stroke. She just needs to get comfortable shooting.
Yep. Kira gets into Carly. Carly gets the girl a jump, pull up.
Oh,
and
short.
No good. Rebounded by the Cardinals.
Put off, dribbles down the left side of the court. She's guarded by Val Mollenkamp at the top of the key. Put off, hands off to Naylor. Naylor picks up a dribble back to put off.
Kai had her hand on that ball two different times on two different passes. Two consecutive passes.
Naylor gets a ball screen. She'll pop a three off the front rim. No good. Rebounded by New Bremen. But
they out-hustled us on that rebound.
Yeah, they
sure
did. She was out of bounds, so the ball will go to Fort Kevry.
New Bremen still give that zone pressure on us.
Grayson has it over to Paige, or Carly. Kira to Val. Val will get it out to Kira.
5 minutes, 30 seconds left here in our Fort Camp excavating fourth period.
Carly will find Grayson. Cug dishes out to Kai over to the left side. Kira 1-0. Kira fires up. No good. Short. Rebounded by Val Mollenkamp. Back to Kira.
Good hustle by Val. Good rebound. Indians get another chance at it.
To Carly Stone. Wow. Broke her ankles and there's a turnover. Going back the other way.
Put off brings it for New Bremen. She'll drive around Val into the defense. Puts it up. No good. Rebound by
walked
Homan, but knocked away. Carly Stone comes up with it.
Just like you said, Steve, Homan's not a bad player.
No, she's a great player.
Yeah.
Carly Stone has it. And get a reach. Reach in call on number 32.
Naylor.
Her fourth, team's third. Brett Cog checking in for Kira Wendell. Carly Stone inbounding right in front of us to Grace Tim. Grace has it. Grace will dribble around, give it to Carly Stone. Top of the key.
4 minutes, 45 seconds left here in the fourth period.
35-15 or score. Indians on top. Kyle will fire up a long three up. No good. Rebound by Naylor.
Naylor pushes up the left side of the floor. Spins middle. Guarded by Kai Wendell. Naylor all the way up.
Oh, blocked by Gracie.
Great block.
And then Kaya coming up with it. Gives it to Brooke Collin. Back to Kaya, over to Carly. Carly into Val. Just not a great pass.
That wasn't a good pass.
It turned over. So Homan has it. Dribbles around the three-point arc.
Pushing off big time. That's,
wow. Somehow scores. And we'll have a timeout by New Bremen, so we'll take a break.
You're tough. You've endured some of the most brutal weather imaginable. When others complain, you carry on. You're Ohio tough. But once you close your front door, there's no reason to put up with it anymore. Not if you've got the right heating solution from Reasoner Energy. Dual fuel heat pumps and furnaces and geothermal heat pumps. The best, the warmest, the most dependable heating solutions. Reasoner Energy. Ohio tough. Like you. Call 419-678-4858.
And we're back here. Steve Stone, Chase Bruins here in Bremen, and just got a tweet. Minster beat the Redskins 65-25. So we're
back here. About 4 minutes and 4 seconds here in the Fort Camp exhibiting fourth quarter. 74-49. Steve, I just said the score of the Minster game. That did really shock me. That Minster's a better team than St. Henry. And
yeah, but 65 points is...
That's impressive.
That's impressive. That's huge. I mean, huge.
40-point win. I mean... Grace Timmel.
Tim's going to trigger the ball in, and looks
and
like...
Cardinals are saying in that zone press. Gets into Carly. Carly
breaks
her two
breaks
girls.
It single-handedly.
Into Brooke Collig.
Up no good. Rebound by Brooke Collig.
Yeah. And will be fouled. Brooke Collig had two girls on both of her sides.
Hanging on both arms.
Yeah, and one of them got a rebound, so she'll go to the line shooting too.
Oh, they called it.
Ground. Yep. So... Carly still want to inbound it. 35-17 our score here in New Bremen. Carly inbounded to Grayson. Over to Carly. Carly gets a screen by Grace. Carly hand off to Brick Cog, and this gym is quiet.
Yeah.
Grace still will fire up a shot. No good. Rebounded by the Cardinals. And Steve,
Indians kind of want cold as ice here all of a sudden.
As bad as you would bash our student section, look at their student section over there. You're all on their phones.
As a school, if I'm in charge, I'm checking phones at the door. If you're going to a basketball game, you need to pay attention to the game, check the phones at the door.
Valmore and Campbell give it over to Carly Stone. Our student section's up in the top corner, so I don't know if you'll say much better about ours. So Valmore and Camp has it.
Oh,
and
knocked away.
Lost it. Put off, brings it the other way.
3 minutes left here.
We'll give it over to Holman on the baseline.
Stolen by Carly Stone.
And we'll be a foul on Holman. Allie Vaughn just Allie Vaughn will check in for the Indians. For Brooke Cog on the floor for the Indians now. Grace Tinn, Carly Stone, Allie Vaughn, Kira Wendell, and Val Mullenkamp. Two seniors, two freshmen, and a sophomore. Carly has it. Has it. Gives it to the right side. Tim will get a screen by Mullenkamp. Tim will back it out. Give it to Allie Vaughn. Allie Vaughn loses it. Gets it.
Gosh.
Home in the other way. She takes down the right side of the lane. Puts it up. No good. Rebound. We're going to have a foul. Right there. Grace Tim's just got keep the ball back herself and not throw a ball towards half court.
Yep, you're right.
That'll be a foul on Allie Vaughn, and the Cardinals will take it out into their own basket. 35-17 here in the fourth quarter. 2:35 left.
2:35 seconds left.
Ball inbound to Bergman, over to Berkey on the right wing. Over to Tiemann in the corner. She doubled. Oh my goodness. Number 12, Tankman dribbles all around.
That's a travel.
Around the defense. Now Bergman over to 24. Smith, she'll take a 15-foot jumper. No good. Rebounding Carly Stone.
Sky's in there for the rebound, Carly Stone.
Carly has it. Will drive baseline on the right side. Has it still. Loses it.
Loses.
Turns
gosh,
over.
Darn it.
Bergman the other way for him. Bremen. Drives down the left side of the lane. Puts it up and good.
35-19 score. 2 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. Fort Camp
excavating fourth quarter. Give Brian a call for all your excavation, gravel, tiling needs.
Grayson has it.
Why did Grace dump that?
I don't know.
She's not very confident right now shooting the ball. She's frustrated.
Kira has it over to Allie Vaughn. Allie Vaughn will drive middle. Dish out to Carly.
1 minute, 32 seconds left here in the fourth period. Fort Camp excavating fourth period.
Carly has it.
Nice pass.
And that's going to be a blocking foul. So Grace will go to the line shooting two.
Good pass. Good give and go there by Carly and Grace.
So Grace will go to the line shooting two. Grace is the first one up. No good.
No good.
Just
left her short.
Yep, Kaya Wendell checking in for Carly Stone.
1 minute to 4 seconds left here. Grace is going to put the second one up.
Yep, fires her up there.
That's
and good.
Good.
Makes her score 36-19. Lady Indians on top.
Lucky we slowed down in the fourth period.
Teeman brings it up over to Berkey on the right wing. She gets a ball screen and knocked away. Berkey comes up with it, though. Over to 12, Tankman. Tankman picks up her dribble. Now gives it out to Teeman.
Traveled.
Teeman over to Tankman. She'll drive middle, puts it up, and she'll get fouled by Kyle Wendell.
Okay, there's only a minute to go, so we're going to pretty much win this game.
Yep.
So let's start talking about their ranked number four in the state.
I don't know.
What in the heck put them as fourth in the state?
I hope they're watching this game, though, because
if they're number four in the state, I'm not saying we should be two. I'm not saying we're better than
A few JV players checking in. Hope Wendell, Brenna Holman, and Brooke Collins checking in for Valmont Camp. Grace Tin and Kylan. I'd have to say
we made the team look silly.
Yeah. I'd have to say
we get dominated this game.
Player of the game, too, Steve. I'd say Val.
Give it to Val.
Yep.
She played tremendous.
Allie Von
has quite a second half, but she played tremendous.
First half for sure. Here, Wendell has it. Basically, our JV squad out there now.
Oh, my.
Tier 1 has it. Allie Von loses it, and it will go back to the Cardinals.
48 seconds.
A horrible call.
I don't know. I couldn't see it. So Cardinals have it.
48 seconds. Cardinals have it. We're leading 36-20.
Teeman pushes it up to Tankman. She shoots a long.
Hit a lot of air.
Yeah. Tier Wendell comes up with it.
Here will get in a little trouble. And will be. Is that a foul? A kick?
Yep.
I mean, is anyone going to report it? Or
no, I guess they're just saying it was out of bounds.
Oh.
Well, he got to help his hand like a foul, so.
Who knows?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Brenna Holman has it.
26 seconds.
Yep. Into Kira. Over to Brooke Tallig. Brooke has it. Gives it to Allie Von. And this is not the JV game. 36-20 our score here in the varsity.
13 seconds left.
Yep. Allie Von has it. Gives up to Brenna Holman. Brenna gets into Hope Wendell, loses it. Back to Brooke. Over to Kira. Over to Allie Von. The Indians are going to beat the number four ranked team, New Britain Cardinals.
What a great game by our Indians. Give our team a ton of credit for their hustle. Give our coaching staff a thumbs up. Great win to come over here in New Bremen and absolutely dominate the fourth ranked team in the state.
Yep, so we're going to take one quick timeout. We'll be back with a few stats and hopefully Coach Patch. So stay tuned here on a Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Casserole Thursday, and on Friday you can choose from our soup and salad bar or our famous half-pound hand-patted cheeseburger. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented with our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
And we're back here in New Britain, Ohio. And Steve, what can you say? And a great showing by the Indians.
Yeah, absolutely. The Indians dominated. They dominated on both ends of the floor. Just some tremendous even scoring from different players, different games. The seniors seemed to step up. I mean, Kaya played huge, had some big threes. You can't say enough about Val Mollenkamp and how she played. They kept Grace under control, or kept her in check. Didn't make any difference because we had more talented players. Yeah.
If going into the game, I mean, we were saying how these teams can be more even. I think it's fair to say that we dominated that team, and we're a lot better than them.
Like we were saying, I don't know. Did they just play that bad to where, I don't know.
I don't know.
Number four does not look like that team we've seen tonight.
I think we're really good.
Yeah, I think
we've made them look bad.
And again, I don't want to create hard feelings here, but that's the score. St. Henry, when they played St. Henry, they beat St. Henry 48-36. So, kind of tells you.
Yeah. Coach Betts, join us. Coach, huge win.
Yeah, how about that one? We'll definitely take it. We came out ready to play, and
you think you came out ready to play?
17-2 first quarter. We'll take it. Yeah.
Wait a minute. 17-2 in the first quarter, and if my numbers are right, they did not score in the third quarter.
Yeah, it's 12-0 third quarter. So, you know, it was our kids played a great game. Our execution was great. You know, I couldn't be more proud of our kids and how we played that game. So.
Yeah, they, you know, obviously they had a fantastic record, 10-1, and they came in ranked number 4 in the state.
Our defense was really good tonight. You know, I felt like our coaches had a pretty good scouting report as far as personnel, what they could and couldn't do. I thought Carly did a great job on Paige, making it tough for her. I don't know if she did score at all night long.
I don't think she did.
And so, you know, our other kids moved well together. Our team defense was solid. And then we hit some shots. And when you
hit some big shots.
Yeah, and when you can do that, obviously hit some shots and guard as well as we did in that game, then, you know, we're pretty good. So
What exactly have you done to Val Mullenkamp? What have you done to her? Is her play just a reflection of what a great coach you are? Because that chick is on fire.
Well, she has a ton of potential. And I don't think she knows how good she can be.
I'll tell you what, Coach, from the first game till now, she's improved 100%. What's she going to be like at the end of the season?
Well, her thing was, you know, being big, they always just throw you inside. And you know, we got her outside because she can do some of those things that you saw tonight. And then plus having Liv in there, you know, we have a chance to do some things. And then, you know, Val's good enough that she can take people off the dribble. She can go shoot threes. And then when Liv goes out, then Val can go inside and she can take, you know, bigger, slower people off the bounce and do some things like that. So she's a tough matchup for a lot of people. And,
oh, my
and,
gosh. I would say.
Her whole big thing is just being focused. If she's focused and ready to go, then you saw a great version of her tonight, and she can do a lot of good things. So.
Well, I'll tell you what, like I said, for them being ranked, you know, the fourth team, number 4 in the state, you know, we just came in, and like I said, the first quarter, we I don't know how you could have played any better. I don't think we necessarily could have. And I think, you know, a lot of that came off of defense, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, it made it tough for them. They couldn't get in a rhythm, and they were getting frustrated, and our defense was doing a great job and made it tough on them. And like I said, we had Kaya hit some big shots. Carly hit a big shot. You know, Val stepped out, hit a couple threes, and you know, our confidence was going. So,
you know, I like to think that you know, Carly's like one of the fastest girls on the floor anytime. But man, tonight Kaya was lights out. I mean, on the defensive end, I mean, obviously she made some huge threes. The chick's got ice water in her veins. But on this end, there was a series down here where the New Bremen girls passed the ball three different times, and her hand was on the ball three different times on three consecutive passes. I mean, she just gives people fits.
Well, you know, she's quick, athletic. She reads things, and as long as she's in position, good things happen. And you know, she made it tough. You know, I really liked actually our matchups because I thought, you know, Putoff had tried to post a lot of people up. She couldn't do that tonight with Val. The Naylor girl, she shoots it well. She had 22 threes coming into it, and she couldn't hardly get a shot off because Kai's just too quick. So she looks to drive by people and then also shoot a three, and so Kai took both of those things away from her. And then, you know, our help side defense was really great with Carly on Paige. So a couple times Paige went inside and they tried to lob it up over the top of Carly, and Grace was back there to knock it away, or Val. And so you know, they missed some shots too, but you know, I thought our defense had a lot to do with that. So very happy with our defense.
Oh my gosh, yeah, what a just an outstanding game. Both ends of the floor, you know, outstanding. Girls hustling, just really impressed overall. What was the final score? Did you get the final
36-20.
No, did you get the final score of the St. Henry Minster game? It was like 64-28, I think.
Yeah, we don't have to worry about Minster till about another 2 months.
So. That's some serious scoring right there. All right, well, thanks a lot for spending some time with us. We really appreciate it.
All right, thanks.
So we're just going to head out from here. So.
All right.
We should hopefully be back tomorrow night with the New Bremen Cardinals, and probably most likely we will be broadcasting that game to you. Good night from New Bremen. It needs a win.
Radio.
Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you heard during our broadcast and the Sports Department of Farm Recovery Internet Radio.